There goes the vilest and most unworthy creature that has ever entered heaven. By Stephen Ting. Where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Romans chapter 5, verse 2. I will forgive their wickedness, and will remember their sins no more. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus has pardoned the immense mountain of my sin. It is impossible to overstate this. Nothing can be more vile than the view of my original debasement and corruption, of my wayward youth, of my rejection of His love, of my rebellion against His authority, of my unthankfulness for His goodness, of my backslidings from His way, of my inconsistent profession, of my vain and sinful example, of the wickedness of my unconverted state, and of the failings of my renewed state. Alas! Every day and every act brings up its distinct testimony, and all condemn me. But Jesus has blotted out my whole horrifying record. He has hurled all my sins into the depths of the sea, and remembers them no more. When once in heaven, I would willingly have it said of me, "There goes the vilest and most unworthy creature that has ever entered heaven." My sin has fearfully abounded, but His grace has so much the more abounded. All the glory for my salvation is His. How blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered! How blessed is the man, whose sin the Lord will never count against him! Romans chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.